power is going out in some areas. Trees are coming down. And the federal government will be closed in the D.C. area tomorrow. The Federal Emergency Management Agency will certainly be open, though. FEMA Administrator Craig Fugate says the current states of emergency in jurisdictions around the Capitol area will make getting direct federal assistance a lot easier.
As they have been anticipating requests, we can start releasing to them for their distribution commodities, generators, or other products that are there. And we are ready to support additional assessments and additional requests for assistance, which would be more financial reimbursing for the cost of the response or for damages that are incurred. But the first step is really to make sure that we can release product to them as they're requesting it. And to give you some idea of that, we've got right now, just in the Northeast, over 600,000 liters of water. You have roughly 490,000 meals. And that's what's on site. We've got more stuff coming in. And, again, this is done not just what FEMA's doing. This is what FEMA has there. But we're working with Red Cross and others that have moved supplies in, as well as closely coordinating with the private sector on the steps they're going to get to reopen.
That's FEMA Director Craig Fugate. Money-wise, he says this storm is different from Hurricane Irene in 2011. He says this time there should be enough money to go around.
The total for the disaster relief fund going into this week is $3.6 billion. That includes the money that carried over from last year and the apportionment of the continuing resolution. So, again, we have the funds to respond. We have the funds to continue response and recovery in previous disasters, and we'll assess the impacts to determine any additional funding needs based upon the impacts of Hurricane Sandy.
FEMA's outreach game plan is different since Hurricane Irene. Fugate says the agency's trying to make sure the message gets out before the worst happens.
These types of storms, you get a lot of this is going to be carried out through the traditional TV and radio media, but using a lot more social media, using a lot more of the, everything from Facebook to Twitter. I think there's a higher degree of awareness that people had that the storm is coming in and what the impacts are going to be. And I think, the real success will be afterwards. Did we see a change in the outcome? Did more people evacuate? Did more people heed the official evacuation orders and protective measures the local officials have been issuing?